Welcome to the A to Z of Investing in a Franchise, your personal guide to all things franchising. This is the podcast where you can learn everything you need to learn about starting, building, and growing your franchise business. This is your host, Rak Sharma. I'm a successful franchise business owner, franchise consultant, and a serial entrepreneur who's seen and experienced what it's like to build and grow a successful franchise business from start to finish. If you're eager to know whether franchising is a great fit for your lifestyle and want to learn the working strategies of running a recession-proof business, then I invite you to subscribe and watch out for our weekly episodes. Hello again, this is Rak Sharma, franchise consultant. This is episode 7 of my A to Z of franchising. I'm going to cover what makes a good franchisee. So what separates a successful franchisee from one that struggles? I'm going to explore what qualities make a good franchisee and how you can assess whether or not franchising is right for you. Now, franchising, as you know, can be a great way to become your own boss and build a successful business. I'm going to explore what qualities make a good franchisee and how you can assess whether or not franchising is right for you. So if you're curious about franchising and making a career of it, stick around because I'm about to break this down for you. There are a number of key things that make a good franchisee. In my experience as a franchisee myself for very many years, number one, they must have a strong work ethic and are motivated to succeed. Now, most of the successful franchisees I've ever met are highly motivated and are happy to work the hours it takes to become successful one day and realize their wealth dreams. They understand that it takes time to build a business and to make it a success. They all tend to be very passionate about the brand. They really buy into whatever brand that they're investing in and are passionate about making it a way to succeed for themselves and for the brand and the franchisees involved. They're always reliable and responsible. People committed to their brand always act responsibly and can be relied on to do whatever they promise to do personally and as a representative of that brand. Remember, you are a representative of that brand in your local area. So whatever you do there can affect others that are in the system as well, other franchisees in other locations, and vice versa. All the franchisees that I've known to be successful have really good business skills and know how to manage their finances. It's imperative you understand right now that to succeed in franchising, you've really got to plan your financial well-being well in advance and make sure you stay on top of that, because that's the number one reason why a franchise fails in the USA. Successful franchisees normally have very good business management and people skills. You're going to need all of those to be able to run your business successfully. They normally know, and if they don't, they educate themselves on how to provide the highest levels of customer service to their clients. This is what gets people to come back first time and time again. They also tend to be very astute when managing the finances of their business and staying on top of their sales, their profit margins, what they're buying something for, what they're selling something for. And obviously, they tend to be very great leaders with their staff, which you need to be, because whatever you do as the owner of the business, that's going to be reflected through your staff to your customers as well. They're always creative and innovative thinkers, so no problem is really going to overwhelm them. They'll always find a solution for that, whatever it takes, be that with a staff member, a customer, or a vendor. They're always team players and willing to help out other franchisees when needed. Are you in the Houston, Texas areas and are interested in learning all about franchising? Well, I have a solution for you. Hi, this is Rak Sharma. I'm a franchise consultant and I'm inviting you to join me at the Great American Franchise Expo on the weekend of November the 12th and 13th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday, at the Lone Star Convention Center in Houston. So why should you attend? For a start, it's free entry. You're going to get a chance to meet with senior franchising experts. You can attend as many free educational seminars to do with franchising as you wish. You can meet with funding companies should you require funding for your new business. You can learn about all the franchise legalities as well. Contact me with any questions at rak@thefranchiseconsultingcompany, or one word, .com, or call me or text me on 407-766-4585. Failing that, I hope to see you there on the 12th and the 13th. Thank you. As I mentioned earlier, you're part of a big family, and whatever you do reflects on other locations and other franchisees and vice versa. McDonald's, for example, great example. If you go to a McDonald's in Orlando, the quality of product, service, cleanliness should be the same as the one you just visited in Boston before jumping on a flight to Orlando. And they always understand that the concept is, although you're in business for yourself, you're not by yourself in a franchise. That's very important to understand that. Obviously, they're committed to providing excellent customer service through their staff and through whatever they do as well. As the going says, one bad apple spoils a whole crop, and you don't want to be in that situation. Probably the most important thing that I can pass over to you in this episode is that you've got to be a person that's willing to follow the rules and regulations of the franchise agreement. Now, remember, you're paying a lot of money. This is a proven concept that worked in many other locations up and down the country. And all you have to do is follow that methodically. And if you don't understand it, get some help from a fellow franchisee or the franchisor. Everyone's there to help each other. But do not think that you can do this all by yourself and change the system. The system is proven. It works. All you have to do is follow it. Yes, there might be some chinks in the armor there, but that's okay. You can work that out yourself and talk to the franchisor first. Talk to your fellow franchisees. Let me tell you up front, mavericks in a franchise system do not work. So if you want to be a maverick, you're better off setting up in business for yourself in whatever industry you'd like. The franchisor, through the franchise agreement, for the benefit of his brand and those of all the other local franchisees, will protect that brand and its reputation. They will not accept any kind of maverick behavior. This is totally unacceptable to them, and sooner or later, this will be reflected in the performance of your location and will not be tolerated by the franchisor, who is the guardian of the brand and the policeman on behalf of everyone in that franchise. I hope that made sense. Thank you very much for listening. This is Rak Sharma. Speak to you again soon. Thank you for taking the time to explore the world of franchising with the A to Z of Investing in a Franchise podcast. If you want to learn more, check out the other episodes below and make sure to tap the follow button and watch out for our weekly episodes. If you need more guidance and have specific questions on starting out on your own franchising journey, I'm here to help. Visit thefranchiseconsultantpro.com and book a free consultation call with me, or email me at info@thefranchiseconsultantpro.com. In full, that reads info@thefranchiseconsultantpro.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Thank you.